Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Emma.
Today we're going to be talking about the United Nations, or the UN, so let's give you some useful background information before we get started with the article.
Okay, we can start by saying that it was formed in 1945, after the end of World War II.
The main idea was to stop another big war like that from starting again. The UN also helps social development and also lets countries work together.
The UN also runs the World Health Organization, or in Chinese, 世界卫生组织, and the World Food Organization, 世界粮食组织。
It also recognizes places with natural beauty or that are important to history and tries to make sure these places have enough money or protection so that we can enjoy them for many years to come.
They are all good things. However, today we're talking about a part of the UN that people aren't always happy with.
That is the Security Council. To find out what that is, what it does, and why people aren't happy with it, let's read through today's article.
Reading.
The UN Security Council, an imperfect model? The United Nations is the world's biggest international organization. It exists to allow countries to work together to solve problems. It now has 193 members. Of these, 15 members make up the Security Council. The Council is responsible for solving conflicts between countries, as well as deciding whether the UN can accept new members. While the UN in general has achieved great things, the Council has received a lot of criticism. One of the problems with the Council is its composition. 5 of the 15 members are permanent, while the others are temporary. The top dogs are the US, the UK, France, Russia, and China. They cannot be replaced, which means that they have a lot of power. Many feel the Council focuses too much on matters that affect the interests and motives of these members. Meanwhile, non-permanent members have less power and must rely on one of these 5 for support. Efforts to change the structure of the group have met with little success. Part of the problem is the importance of the permanent members' veto.
The article begins by saying the United Nations, UN, is the world's biggest international organization.
And next, we learn that it exists to allow countries to work together to solve problems.
That's because some problems affect lots of countries, and the UN is a way to keep everyone talking. Next, the article says, it now has 193 members. Almost all the countries in the world are members.
Well, not all of them. Taiwan isn't a member of UN.
True, but that is something we will talk about tomorrow. Taiwan, as the Republic of China, used to be a member, of course. But for now, let's get on to the Security Council. The article says, of these, meaning of these 193 members, 15 members make up the Security Council. To make up something in this context means to be a part of something or to form something.
Make up 在这里是构成、组成的意思。那15个会员国组成安全理事会，所以它会等于15 members make up the Security Council. So, what does the Security Council do? Our article says, the Council is responsible for solving conflicts between countries as well as deciding whether the UN can accept new members.
Okay, we just saw the phrase as well as, which just means and or in addition to. Another phrase we saw was be responsible for something. If you're responsible for something, that's your job and you have to take care of it.
Be responsible for something 是为点点点负责任或职责为某个领域的意思。As well as 就像 to, also 一样都是也的意思。那文章中提到安理会的职责在解决国与国间的冲突维持世界和平同时也负责决定联合国是否可以接纳新会员。Then next, the article says, while the UN in general has achieved great things, the Council has received a lot of criticism.
Okay, so what we're kind of saying there is most people think the UN is good, but particularly the Council receives criticism. In general, just means overall. Now, we also saw the word achieve, spelled A-C-H-I-E-V-E, achieve. This is a verb that means to successfully do something, almost always something good, and something that took skill or ability.Another word we can use to mean the same thing is accomplish, A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H, accomplish.
Achieve 是个动词，表示成功完成某件事情或是达到某个目标。那它的名词是 achievement, 后面加上 M-E-N-T, achievement, 意思就是成就。那它的同义词呢，当然就有动词 accomplish.
Now, we also saw the word criticism in that sentence. This is spelled C-R-I-T-I-C-I-S-M, criticism, which in this case means when people say that you're not doing things well and that they don't approve. Now, we can use the word criticism to mean any kind of comments or feedback about something, but the word is more often used to mean negative criticism, saying bad things.
Criticism 是个名词，那意思是批评，通常是指负面的评论。它的动词是 criticize, C-R-I-T-I-C-I-Z-E, criticize. 和 criticism 相反的字呢，有鼓励 encouragement, E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E-M-E-N-T, encouragement.
So, what is this criticism?The article says one of the problems with the council is its composition. The word composition, C-O-M-P-O-S-I-T-I-O-N, composition, is the way in which something is made. And in this case, it means who the members of the Security Council are.
名词 composition 来自动词 compose, C-O-M-P-O-S-E, compose. 那 compose 有组成、构成的意思。文章这里说安理会招致批评的最大问题是组成他们的成员们。Okay, so let's find out about who is part of the Security Council. The article says 5 of the 15 members are permanent, while the others are temporary.
Okay, we've got a couple of words to look up here, and the first one is permanent, P-E-R-M-A-N-E-N-T, permanent. And if something is permanent, it means it doesn't change over time and possibly never changes at all. For example, if you get a tattoo on your body with ink, it's permanent and it won't wash off in the shower. So these 5 permanent members of the Security Council never change. It's the same 5 members and it has been the same 5 since the UN was formed.
Permanent 是形容词，意思是永久不变的。在联合国安理会里面有五个 permanent members, 中文就叫做常任理事国。这五个国家呢，在安理会里面享有不需要轮替的永久席位。Okay, then, so the other members are only temporary.
That's right. Temporary is spelled T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-Y, temporary. And the word is basically the opposite of permanent. Temporary things are only in place for a short time before they are changed. A temporary job might only last for 6 months, no matter how good or bad you are, while a permanent one will keep going as long as both you and your employer are happy. the temporary members of the council change every 2 years, but not all at once. Some change 1 year and the others the following year.
Temporary 是形容词，意思和 permanent 相反，是暂时的。那在安理会中呢，有十个非常任理事国，任期是两年，每年会更换五个国家。And who are the permanent members?
Well, the article says the top dogs are the US, the UK, France, Russia, and China. Now, in that sentence, we use the phrase top dogs, which is today's shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and learn more about it.
Shortcut for you.
You know, now that we're the oldest kids in high school, I really feel like we rule the school.
Yeah, we're the top dogs.
Who are you calling a dog?
I'm not making fun of you. To be top dog means to be the person or group with the most power or control.
Okay, so to be top dog means 权威主要人物。
That's right.We'd better enjoy this year because next year we'll be in college.
Yeah, and we certainly won't be top dogs there for another couple of years.
Hi guys, welcome back. So as we can see, a top dog is a dominant person, someone who has more power and control. We'd call the boss of a company the top dog.
Top dog 就是老大的意思，那顾名思义，它就是整个狗群里面最顶端的那只狗，所以它的那个字面上意思还蛮动感的，大家都可以马上看到那个画面哈。Okay, so our article explains a bit more about what this means for the UN Security Council by saying they cannot be replaced, which means that they have a lot of power.
Yeah, it's all these countries. Actually, the reason it's this five is that they were the victors. They were the winners at the end of the Second World War, World War II, which is why they kind of made themselves permanent.Now, many people think this isn't fair, and here's another problem with the idea. The article says, many feel the council focuses too much on matters that affect the interests and motives of these members. So the word affect, A-F-F-E-C-T, affect, is a verb meaning to have an effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, which is the noun, don't get them confused. To affect means to make a change on something, influence that thing, make a difference to that thing. So that's the verb affect. In our article, we're saying that the council kind of spends more time on issues that the US, UK, China, Russia, and France care about the most.
Yeah, it's true.
Probably true, yeah.
Okay, affect 是动词 ,A 开头的 affect 是动词影响的意思。它的名词是 effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, 是 E 开头大家不要搞混咯。
Okay, we also saw the word motive, M-O-T-I-V-E, motive, which means a reason someone has for doing something. So again, if we're saying that if one of these top dogs has a reason to be interested in an issue, that means the council will have to spend more time on it.
Motive 是名词。有动机、理由的意思。那五个常任理事国呢，被批评权力太大，而且太常浪费安理会的资源来关注和自己利益相关的问题。
This isn't so good for the other members. The article says, meanwhile, non-permanent members have less power and must rely on one of these five for support.
Non-permanent just means the same as temporary, although it's also the proper title to give temporary council members. We also saw the phrase rely on, which means to need the help of that person or thing.
非常任理事国就叫做 non-permanent members. 其实 non-permanent 意思也就是 temporary. 那 rely on 的意思是依赖。
You'd think if this is a problem with the council, it should be something that's easy to change, right?
Well, maybe, but our article says efforts to change the structure of the group have met with little success.To meet with something means to experience or to receive that thing. So in this case, not much success at all, as the situation didn't change, though efforts met with no success.
Okay. Meet 在这边是达成目标的意思。文章里面说 efforts have met little success, 意思是几乎没有效果。Little 是几乎没有的意思，在这边有否定的意味哦。
We also saw the word structure, S-T-R-U-C-T-U-R-E, structure, which means how something is arranged. Now, this could be something like a building or some furniture, but we can also talk about the structure of a course of lessons or of an organization.
Structure 是名词结构的意思，那建筑、家具、课程、组织的结构都可以用 structure 来表达。There's another big problem with these five permanent members as well. Our article says part of the problem is the importance of the permanent members' veto.
Now, we'll talk about that more, the veto, tomorrow, and explain what it means. For now, let's just say it's a power that all five permanent members have to say no to something they don't like, and they can just use it whenever, and no one can do anything about it. We'll discuss what that means for the UN Security Council tomorrow, but now it's time for today's For You chat question.
For You chat.
So the question is, have you ever been part of a large club or organization? And describe the experience.
Well, I've been volunteering for an international art fair every year. It's called Art Revolution Taipei.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met so many artists from all over the world.
Cool.
And I didn't become friends with them. What about you, Pat?
I've been organizing a few things in my life. I've been part of various different theatre groups, and for 1 year I was even the chairman of a theatre group, which meant kind of running meetings and kind of getting stuff done. I've been the director of a couple of plays, which is also kind of organizing people. And tell you, organizing actors, that's not easy. It's like trying to get a group of cats to walk in the same direction.
No,
it's basically impossible to do.
Wow.
And I guess here at AMCI am kind of the chief English editor, sort of, or something like that. And so I occasionally have to organize things or deal with things or sort stuff out like that. It's okay. I probably would say I'm better at following than leading, but, you know, this AMC is a fairly easy place to organize. A group of actors...I would be pulling my hair out if I had to do it more often.
But you still sound cool in this position.
Yeah, it's fun. I wouldn't change it. Especially the acting side of it, but there you go. Okay, we're almost out of time now. Thanks for joining us today. Tomorrow, we'll look at some of the other criticisms of the UN Security Council.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.
Bye.
The UN Security Council. An imperfect model?The United Nations is the world's biggest international organization. It exists to allow countries to work together to solve problems. It now has 193 members. Of these, 15 members make up the Security Council. The Council is responsible for solving conflicts between countries.As well as deciding whether the UN can accept new members. While the UN in general has achieved great things, the Council has received a lot of criticism. One of the problems with the Council is its composition. 5 of the 15 members are permanent, while the others are temporary. The top dogs are the US,the UK, France, Russia, and China. They cannot be replaced, which means that they have a lot of power. Many feel the Council focuses too much on matters that affect the interests and motives of these members. Meanwhile, non-permanent members have less power and must rely on one of these five for support.Efforts to change the structure of the group have met with little success. Part of the problem is the importance of the permanent members' veto. Vocabulary Review.
Permanent. This job is not permanent. I'll have to look for another one soon. Temporary. Penny will be my temporary roommate while she's looking for a place of her own. Affect. Thousands of people were affected by the big earthquake that struck the area. Structure. John asked his history teacher about the structure of the Roman army.